Tonight's 40, about the tunes.
Let's count the carry the no.
We're doing it. We're doing math.
Yeah, good.
I thought math was tacky.
Math is very tacky, apparently. Not a good like 35 minute set. Wow. There, so.
Yeah, you don't get that often on terrestrial radio anymore.
No.
So thanks for tuning in. That was Crabs by Surprise Party, who features our good friend Lils on drums.
Yes.
So thinking about her tonight and but she's off doing her things,
paying tribute to absent friends.
Yes.
All right. Before that,
next time.
before that, we had The Motivated Sequence with Hang It On Me.
Oh.
It's an Americana track there from the Matador EP.
Oh, yeah. I remember those. I think Bears for Years did a show with them.
Ah, nice.
Years ago. Nice guys.
Don't Blow It, who are alumni, if you will, of On the Town of Mikey D. They've performed here. Yeah. The song was called Don't Blow It, and the EP is called Don't Blow It.
Oh, they're like, what was that band that was around in the 80s?
Talk Talk?
There was Talk Talk off the album Talk Talk by the band Talk Talk. And then there was the, like, In a Box, was it?
Oh!
Trapped in a Box, or like?
Living in a Box.
Living in a Box, yes, off the
living
album.
Living in a cardboard box, I'm living in a box.
Yeah, off the album Cardboard Box by the band Cardboard Box.
Yeah, something like that.
Living in a box.
And we had the Jeb Bush Orchestra because why not?
Of course. Amazing. What was the name of that track?
Mercedes. MERC80S.
Very cool.
So, yeah. And let's see, Baby Ray. I chose a little deep cut from the Low Rises album, You Could Go to College. And we started that block off with a couple of tracks from our live double album, like 150 minutes of live performances, no overdubs or anything, just straight up live performances. No one would believe it unless they actually saw it happen.
Yeah, it's just all the magic of
with Sonic Choco
band.
Bliss of Joel Simca, producer Joel.
That's right.
You know, absent friends. And we played the Eye Pistols, The Art of Deception, and This Blue Heaven's Slow Dance Slow. And both of those were almost 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ah.
I mean, that was 2009. I think the first time I came on the show was 2010. So
yeah, the This Blue Heaven track was January of 2010.
Oh, wow.
And I think the Eye Pistol track was a couple of months later on St. Patrick's Day of 2010.
Hmm.
So did Calvin Ball was like probably a little after that, right?
It was no, this was pre Calvin Ball. This
oh wow,
been, this was a band called the ARE. Back when I used to live in Weymouth, we had a group, and yeah, that was I think towards the end of 2010
we
played on the show.
Nice.
Yeah, we didn't last too much longer after that, but it was a fun couple of years.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice. So yeah, that was our nice long, you know, quasi live-ish
chunk of
tunes.
Yeah.
All right. So let's carry on to something else.
Yeah. Sorry for that last chunk. Here's another chunk of music.
a shorter chunk. I mean,
a more delicate slab, but said it's but waffle thin.
What was that from?
That was Monty Python.
Oh, okay.
Meaning of Life.
I am not down with my Monty Python, apparently. So, let the games begin.
We'll be right back. to make you understand. Back into the city, and everyone around you thinks you're holier than holy. This isn't your way. Pretending everything's okay when it's not. When it's not. When it's not.
Counting down, isn't it fun?
91.5.
WMFO.
Yes.
In Medford. I'm done with Mikey D.
Yes.
All of those things.
All of those things.
And music. Lots of music.
Yes, lots of music. Patrick's been going into the archives and digging out some gems.
Getting a little sneaky, getting my paws on some real crackers.
But, I mean, that last one was a very recent release.
That one was a very recent release.
That was a Wrong Chaney's with Happy Face. Before that, I played one of my favorite recent local tunes. That was Detroit from Rules.
Cool.
And went back to 1984 for Face to Face with 10-9-8.
I was just born.
Yes. I figured I would do a nice big throwback track and, you know, a big hit in the Boston area.
That was fun. Love that DX7.
Yeah. And Mint Green with Holy. And we started that all off with Disco Volante. I mean, I love the name of that band. I mean, they named themselves after a Mr. Bungle record. So
yeah, I mean,
so that was "Let the Games Begin" from their EP. Yes, you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. I gotta say, I am not used to talking this much.
Yeah,
because I really got used to Lils being here, and Lils and you and I and.
Yeah, when Lils and I go off on our tangents, and you can take a break for a bit.
Exactly. I'm not used to talking so much.
Try to be the adult in the room, but now you're just trying to keep me from, like, knocking all the CDs over. Like,
I know. Well, I mean, you came close that one time, but wow. All right. So, we have another 35 minutes. So, hit us up on the On the Town with Mikey D page. We got some good suggestions, and I'm gonna play one right now. I'm not sure if you got this particular show on the concert report, but this is actually tomorrow night at the Porch Southern Fair and Juke Joint.
Oh, okay.
Here in Medford.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that venue. I'll have to add that to the list.
I got to say, I wasn't either, but so I'm going to hit up a track from Matt York because he's playing there tomorrow night.
No kidding.
So this is called Permanent Crush. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
I guess it's probably true that I am never gonna find a girl that loves me like you do. Through all the pain and all the tears and all the broken-hearted moments, you're the one that always pulls me through. But lately everything's been changing and it seems like all these bad times are rolling in. You loved me when I was perfect, but you seem to love me just a little more when I sinned. I'm out of my head, but I keep hanging around. I'm gonna love you till all of these ships that burn down. Hanging around.
subway downtown. Hang around.
You're listening to On the Top of Mikey D.
WMFO.
That was Nat Friedberg with Heavy Metal Cow. I love how a song called Heavy Metal Cow is basically like a country song.
Oh, totally. They call that verbal irony in the
business. Yes. Before that, we had Tomato Monkey, a nice little 90s throwback for Patrick from May. That was Tomato Monkey with the song was Joe Transit.
Nice.
And Patrick came up with Meet Helicopter and When I Die.
Yeah, I just went that was pretty sweet. Yeah, that was cool. That was very...
very 90s.
Very 90s, yeah. Back from 1993.
Yes. And I was listening to that, and I was telling him off-air, like, if I heard this back then, I would have been all about that band and, you know...
Would have been so excited and like, one of these guys, I hope they never break.
Yeah. I never played indie rock guy. I actually wanted them to be successful.
Well, that's nice of you.
Yeah. I was never that way. I mean, I wanted them to be successful, but, you know, just, dude, remember me.
Yeah. Just give you a few million bucks when you get a chance.
I didn't think of it that at the time, yeah. But, you know, it would have been nice. Anyway.
Would have been nice.
Oh, my God. All right. But, yeah, we are in the home stretch, if you can believe it. We're like 20 minutes out.
We really did it. We that was a lot of music.
Yes, we had. Yes. This time out, you got to hit up the racks.
Yeah, that was fun.
So, I got to discover some stuff.
I totally didn't throw them all out into the ground and put them out of order. Definitely
no.
Did not.
No.
Not at all.
No. They would crucify you.
That would be really
if
bad.
If you did that. That would be bad. All right. So let's hit up some Lockett. They're doing a show. You plug them on the concert report, which is cool.
Yeah.
I think they're playing with Disco Volante and I'm going raw noodle here.
And dude, it was in Luxury Death Trap. Yeah.
There you go, Luxury Death Trap.
That was the other one.
Who we also played.
Yeah, exactly.
So this song is called Compromise. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Shadows to waters and such. Give you a little, but now
91.5 WMFO. Yes.
You are on the town with Mikey D.
Yes. And that was Set Fire.
It was.
Yes, with Any Place Left. We had a Psychic Dog. Shout out to Doug.
Hey, Doug.
And, yeah, we had to play Psychic Dog.
Yeah.
Long weekend.
Got to play the dog song.
Yep, got to play the dog song. Yeah, I totally channeling Peter Griffin there. Yeah. Before that, we had Lockhead.
Lockhead.
All right, yeah, I can't do that.
It's not sustainable.
It is. That's the scariest part.
I
being from around here, it's a little too easy to do.
Yeah, because it's just talking like your uncle.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes, we had Lockhead with Compromise. They're playing a show this coming week. So
they are.
Yeah, we figured we would play some Lockhead.
I saw Set Fire, Lockhead, and not Psychic Dog, but Doug's other band, Beluga Therium, at that local music festival.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks back, too. Yeah, they're all killer.
That lineup was killer. I kind of wish I wasn't working my stupid retail job.
Yeah, there were some great bands playing that day.
All right. So that brings an end to this installment of On the Town with Mikey D.
Oh, man. That was a bunch of music.
Yes. And I will try and get a playlist up of all, like, 95 songs.
Holy macaroni.
I'm scrolling through our playlist right now, and Patrick is just marveling at it.
Wow, I don't remember any of this. We just, like, went into a void there for a bit.
10... 15.
Jeez. Yeah, and we really dug through the archives there, too, to find some oldies.
30. Yeah, we got 34 tunes out tonight.
Wow. Amazing.
34 tunes in 180 minutes. We did the calculations.
Yeah.
Like, I used the calculator function on the computer.
We multiplied 60 by
times
3.
Yeah. Big We're numbers. At Tufts.
Yeah.
All right. We're getting crazy, so we should sign out.
Yep.
And we're going to close with a band that just announced their first studio album in 28 years.
28.
28 years.
So that's like 1991.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, they did. I mean, legendary Boston band. They got back together so many moons ago, and they've just been doing random gigs and all that stuff. But they just announced their first studio album in 28 years.
That's awesome.
So, I figured I would play something from the last studio album, and which came out on Atlantic Records, because, you know, 1991, it was a big deal.
Right.
So here is Nancy by The Neighborhoods. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Six. promise is a promise.